Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yeah.
Now I caught you. Don't be trying to sneak out. I wasn't sneaking out. I was freaking out. Well, it's the same thing, and look what you did to the back door. Well, I can't help it. I couldn't get between the door and the wall. Well, that's because you ate too many chocolate cakes last night, and I told you not to. You wouldn't listen. And now, today, you got to go to the doctor, and you're all flustered. Do I have to go to that doctor? I hate him.
Q, quit.
Don't hate the doctor. He's trying to help you. Trying to help me? He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he's senile. Well, it takes one to know one.
Uh-oh.
Now, come on. Oh, look at that. Isn't that a beautiful wreath he's got on the door? I wonder why he's got that up there on the door. Oh, come right in. The doctor will be with you momentarily. Miss, what is that big a flowery thing up on the wall, up on the door? Oh, it's in memorabilia of one of our great patients who passed away suddenly. Now, take it easy, Ollie. Just because he passed away doesn't mean that you're going to pass away. Maybe you'll never pass away. What are you talking about? Never. Now, just sit down and relax and don't get yourself all up in arms. Oh, it's you again. Well, what do you want? Today's his appointment. Don't you remember? Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Fatso Fogarty, 8:30. Fatso Fogarty? That's not my name. Well, I give all my patients a nickname, see? We lost Little Freddy. Little Freddy? What happened to Little Freddy? Well, Little Freddy wanted to be Big Freddy, so he started eating too much. I tried to warn him, but he wouldn't listen. Eating too much? Yeah, sure, he blew himself up. What a mess. Sure glad I didn't have to clean it up. I called the sanitation department. Don't listen to him. He's trying to... He's ribbing you. Ribbing me? Time he gets through, I won't have any ribs. All right. Now, bend over the table there. Now, let me check you. See ya. Ow! Ow! Ooh! Ah! Ooh! Well, just as I thought. What is it, Doc? He's gotten worse. Now, what did you have for dinner last night? Dinner, the usual. Just, you know, a little... Come on now, Ollie. Tell him the truth. Or he had some dinner. Well, you see, I brought a couple of steaks, and, well, he ate his and mine. And then he had a big bowl of cream with strawberries and ice cream and sprinkles and all that, and then he had a big salad with all kinds of Langoda cheese in it, and for dessert he had 3 chocolate cakes.
Oh boy!
You ate all that? Well, it's a wonder you're alive. Well, one good thing. What's that, Doc? There's an empty spot right next to Freddy's. And if you don't stop eating, you won't even be able to fill it. It'll be too big. And too chubby to get in there. And we'll have to bury you at sea. That's sea? That's right. And the whales will be pecking at your eyelids. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, Stanley. I can't stand it. Get me out of here. He's a maniac. Get me. Take this injection. No, I don't want. No. Get. All right, in a sight.
And the
with
frolics.
The frolics. Hey, yeah. We
in case
got,
you haven't figured it out.
Yeah. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up when he came into school and announcing to everybody he wanted to be a cop. Oh, jeez.
Hope he didn't bring a weapon.
He did. He did bring a weapon.
Oh, boy.
And the whistle,
what
too.
What kind of weapon?
He had on one of those tin badges.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And he bought the
weapon.
All right,
we got that coming up. Louie will be in here.
Yeah,
and
sure.
What else we got? We're going to tell you about the weird call we got the other night with some guy and his father.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. The little bear, Akita.
Once he heard that, by the way.
What?
Hope he's not calling in when he heard that.
Oh, who cares? And Big East, the Akita Rescue, 609-388. 7004, Joanne Diamond, a Akita lady down there in Toms River, New Jersey. All right, adopting Akita. Yeah, let's see. Who else? Oh, I want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank Silo, a Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. Oh, you can dial them at 631-880-7929. Yeah. And any, you know, information you want to know how many disabled people died last night, just call them up. They'll tell you. Will you cut that out? They don't have that kind of information.
I wish
that's
they
classified.
Did.
Well,
yeah, right?
Why wouldn't they have that? This is a classy show. Just tell them you're the classy show and you want classified information.
There you go.
Anyway, Silo, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch out for them. Yeah, Avante, Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of our great, great friends. Mm-hmm. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, we got the philosopher coming up. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I like the philosopher.
Let's see, what else we got? Kennedy. My buddy Kennedy. I slip New York, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. 888-1186. 888-1186,
Kennedy
Realty. Yeah. All right, and he's really real.
Yeah. Wonder.
All right, let's see. Able News, are you ready for that?
Just a second. I just went to a different page right when you said that. All right.
Yeah,
hold on.
Get the Able
I'm
News,
ready.
And we'll let it rip.
Yep.
Able.
Is the newspaper. Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Gee, I wonder if my future wife is in that personals page. Wouldn't that be something?
Uh-oh, here we go again. Want me to go get it?
You never know. I mean, let's give it a wing.
Okay.
Inner Sight Director, I should put an ad in there. Inner Sight
really
Director, highly sophisticated and longevity in family.
Yeah, that's true.
Look for future wife. Must be young, sexually aggravated, and insufficiently deformed. I mean disabled. Imagine if I sent that ad to Angela. We can't print this.
Why not?
It's a regular riot. You see all the papers you'll sell when you print that. Yeah, they'll laugh me right out of the business. No. This is a great opportunity. We got 113,000. Listen, boy, you want to sell papers? Print that ad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got the personal?
Look at this. I'm getting to it. Come on.
Inner Sight. Strike again.
I opened the darn thing up, and now it's taking its sweet time. Everything on the internet is so damn slow lately.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's jumping on there because they're afraid to go out, especially with the cold. The cold makes it worse.
Oh, it makes a ton worse. And then
and
I
then
feel so bad for
in
people.
And then you know.
Yeah.
We got the cold snap supposed to last only one day.
Yeah, right.
Let's see if they're right.
I don't think so. Anyway.
All right, Inner Sight.
I'm waiting for the stupid thing to log in. It didn't log in yet. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right. In the meantime, we could do the philosopher and come back to it.
Oh, now I got to go to the other page. Give me 5 seconds.
Can you do that?
Not yet. Hold on.
Disabled.
It's in the middle.
Philosopher.
Middle of logging in. I hate this. All right, I'm going
and
back. You ready? You ready
you
for
the come back to the other one.
Yeah, we will. Well, it's logging in. What's
all right, here
what's
we go.
Philosopher, right? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
One more time, go.
I am.
Let it rip.
Told you how slow it was.
Keep it in
keep
the background.
Away. Okay.
Hello there, folk. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise, don't ever buy a nursing home. Unless you're going to turn it into accessible housing. Otherwise, you'll be labeled as a big jackass. Yeah. You hear about that fella who wants to run for president in the year 2024? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
what is
yeah. His name is Pinkaz.
Who?
Pinkaz, that's his name. Yeah, he thinks everybody, he wants all the transsexuals to vote for him.
There you go.
He's going to win on the transsexuals. Good, keep that, keep it going, good. Yeah, well, what do you think? I mean, what this world coming to?
Craziness.
Pinkaz. You're going to vote for Pinkaz? I wouldn't even vote for Whiteaz. Whiteaz? Who's that? That's the brother of Pinkaz. Well, anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The philosopher and the philosophizing of somebody approached me and said, gee, philosopher, why don't you run for president? Me? Are you crazy? Me, a politician? They'd run me out of Washington the same day.
The same day
they would. For me.
Frank, too.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not a politician. I'm a Titian Pollard.
There you go.
Anyway, word to the wise.
Yeah.
Don't trust politicians. Stay away from them. Did you hear what the Republicans said?
What?
The Democrats are going to get smashed in November. Now, how about the other thing I heard on the news? People who go to the stupid market now are starting to get mad and angry because the prices keep going up.
Yeah,
next thing you know, there's going to be riots in the stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll start throwing the pineapples at each other, and those pineapples hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, there'll be big food fights. And one fella says, to this girl, stay away from my bananas. And this girl says, I didn't catch your banana, you pervert. What do you think I am? Get out of here, you old battle axe.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's a battle axe? What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
The old man, when I was a kid, used to call my mother an old battle axe. And she used to get mad at him. Yeah, old battle axe. There's plenty of old battle axe around these supermarkets, boy. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
You're going to have the crash of the carts coming up.
Woo!
Yeah, there'll be cart wars.
Oh, here we go.
I wonder what Joe's going to do about that. I'll be back later. I got to take a nap.
Yeah, I got the definition to a battle axe.
All right, inner sight. You got what?
The definition to a battle axe.
Oh, battle axe. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What is that?
Usually an older woman who is sharp-tongued, domineering, or combative.
That's it.
That was right.
The old lady, all right.
Yeah.
The old battle axe. All right, in a sight. You got the personals or no?
It's still coming up, damn it. I got to go back in. Oh, this is annoying.
It probably would take too long, right?
I don't know, maybe not. I signed in. Oh, wait, hold on.
We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Yep, hold on.
And part of this phone call that we recorded the other night, the fella called up and said he wanted to become Jewish.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right.
I got
into
the area where I could get to finally get it. I went to the other page and this. Yeah, I got it. I just got to go into the stupid. God, why is it doing that? Well, I get. Oh, here it is. Finally.
How do you? If you want to put an ad in, you got to send it in.
Yeah.
No. You got to write it and send it in, right?
Yeah.
You can't do it on the website, huh?
I don't know. No, I don't see anything where you can enter it. Now this thing is frozen. Oh, this is annoying.
Ah, don't worry about it. These are the things they want us to rely on, computers.
It's coming up. It's just slow. That's all.
You know, for safety, forget it.
Well, for safety, I don't think it should. You should be relying on, you know, your cane, your dog, the things that. Okay, I got into it finally.
Yeah, and everything should be legible.
Oh, our lovely ad is in there. Thank you, Angela.
All right.
Hold on, I'm getting.
Let's go. Is Louis still on the line?
No, actually, I have to refresh it. Give me a second.
Let's get Louie in here, Inner Sight Live with Louie.
Hold on, let me see if he's in. I got the personals. You want to do that?
Oh, you got the personals. All right, let's do the,
personals. Okay.
See, on this show, you got to be very flexible, world.
Yeah, because we go
crazy. You never know what's going to happen next.
Okay, the first line, single, single black woman, 50s, seeking friendship, social companion, Bible discuss, healthy, no drugs,
Bible?
Non-smoke. Yes, I said that.
Hmm.
Healthy.
50 years old, that's kind of old, isn't it?
50.
Yeah.
She's in her 50s. That's kind of young,
years
actually.
Old. I mean, gee.
No drinking,
look at her
no
the wrong
smoking,
way,
no
she's
drugs.
Liable to keel over.
I'm 54. Don't go there. Okay.
Yeah, but you
nothing
see this. Now, let me explain something. Let me explain something to you, see.
Yeah.
There's 50 healthy, and then there's 50 full of pills. Now, I don't want full of pills.
Well, she says no drugs, non-smoker, no non-drinking, serious. Serious about what? You don't have to go serious the first time somebody meets you.
It's like the old full of brush man. Remember that company, Full of Brush?
Oh, my God. She wants male or female response. So basically,
Full of Brush
she wants,
is full of crap.
But that's what she is. She only wants a companion 50. To talk to. 50s. All right.
Oh, she said she likes
white?
The Bible?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. White, widowed female. Ooh, Frank. 81. Frank
81?
Yeah.
Gee, by the time I meet her, she'll be in the funeral parlor.
Maybe she's one of those 81. Active ones. And will spring circles around you. You don't know. Wants friendship, male or female. Here we go. What's up with that? Age,
female?
Unimportant.
Wait a minute. Forget about
male
that.
Male or female. I think it's friendship.
Sounds like a bi situation.
Yeah. Age, unimportant. Being kind, caring, and thoughtful with the car. She wants somebody to drive her around.
Car?
Yeah, that's what she wrote.
She'll have to pay for it. She got any money? They don't tell you that, huh?
No. You'd go fast if she had money. She's widowed, though.
No.
She must have something, hopefully.
How do you contact these people? They got a phone number?
You got to submit. No, they have a little a number that says A and then say three digits after it.
Oh, you can't call them up?
Nope. You have to read the to the A. And then
that one sounds a little far gone, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
81.
Okay, the next one's a male. The next one's a male. Oh, here you go. Wait a minute. Okay. Professional male. Oh, no, that's another male. All right.
Mm.
Oh, here it is. This is the best one. Senior female. Yes. Nassau. Looking for senior male to enjoy simple things in life. Family, hugs. Walking, W-H-L-I.
You mean she can walk?
Yeah.
Boy, W-H-L-Y. That's an improvement.
Yeah. And platters. platters are.
And what?
W-H-L-I and platters. P-L-A-T-T-E-R-S.
The hell is that?
I have no idea.
W-H-L-I?
Yeah, that
means like a radio station.
Yeah, and platters.
Oh, rock and roll in there, or rock and roll in there, Rob.
Yeah. I wonder how old she is. Anyway.
And she doesn't say.
No.
Nope. Well, that's dangerous.
That could be 90,
doesn't
you know.
Say how old she is.
That's
that could
right.
be a touch-and-go situation, mostly a go.
Come on now.
You know, they ought to put in there how much money they got. I mean, that's the thing, you know. It's the main thrust of the whole ad, see.
That's the main
See, if I put mine in, I'd say unlimited money to be made.
To be made. Not
that's
made,
it.
But to be made.
To be made.
Yeah.
Wait, you got one more?
No, I can make a man into a female, though.
That's it? Mostly
That's
guys?
That's it, only the females.
Holy smoke, get it out. Get them out.
Yep,
get
those are the only three or four, I think.
Four.
I've had one, two.
Well, the Bible one sounds
three.
The most promising.
Really? That's cool.
What's her name, the Bible one?
No name. There's just a...
no
a
name?
Number. So it's A-401.
A-401. 401. This is Frankie on the line. See, now, if you're listening to the show, I'm in great shape, and I can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can even run.
Yeah.
And I like the Bible, see? So, A-1, A-401, whatever your number is.
A-401. You better watch out.
A-401.
I may pay for your ad and put you up there. You might get a lot of calls.
give me a holler. A-401.
You should put an ad in here, Frank. It really would be fun.
Yeah. Well, I would. Of course I would. Looking for future wife. The only thing is, I haven't got much of a future.
Oh, Frank. Don't say
All
that.
All right. Inner sight. Let's get Rivera, Louis to lip.
Yeah, let's see what Louis is doing
if he's
now.
He's still over
if
there.
He's still there. Exactly. He does that all the time.
Louis the Lip on Inner Sight
Live. Here he comes. Yes, he's there.
829 New York.
How do you know he's there? You got a connection with that dude. Here
Wallace.
We go.
Oh, yeah.
Louis the Lip. How are you, Louis?
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to Wallace on the Hall. The Cuckoo Block Talk Radio with the Cuckoo Follets to make everybody laugh, Andy. My name is Rosanna Dana on the radio talking to blah, 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 blah.
What is that?
Dana going dada.
Yeah, I know.
No, blah, 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 blah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Today is the great day, and tomorrow night at 11:30 on public access, you're going to see those two female ladies, Connie and Christy, called Date Night. I got a lot of laughs. I'm going to see it on TV. It's a 30-minute show.
Oh, you like that show,
about,
huh?
About, say it again.
You like that show.
You like that show.
You like the
You bet I do.
Well, we better call Connie and Christy to have you on the show. Bring your drum and everything.
What?
Yeah, forget the
Connie
drum. Bring the vibrator.
Vibrator. Oh, no, that vibrator, Suzanne Taurasi. Don't pay no mind to the vibrator.
Get some rose oil, see?
Which
and you put it on the vibrator, and boy, that smells good.
Well, I have some soap that somebody bought me for Christmas time, and that stuff is all with rose oil. I'm going to give it to you, Frank. I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, listen, Louis, here's what you do, see. You want to make a big hit, you go down to the Bayshore Mall, see.
There you go.
And you bring the vibrator with you.
No, that's not good.
And you go into the Victoria's Secret store.
Oh, my God.
And you say, I have a secret. And the girl say, what? I have a secret. And then you pull out the vibrator and go, meh.
They'll all run from him. You're teaching him bad things, Frank.
Nah, they won't run. They'll think it's funny.
No,
there
he is. I'd run. Let's put it that way. If I don't know a person and they're bringing out a freaking vibrator in the middle of Victoria's Secret, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go the other way. And then if they keep doing that, I'm going to call the cops.
Nah.
Okay.
Cops are not going to do nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Vibrate is not illegal. He's a masseur. A masseur.
That's what the vibrator looks like. Then it's illegal.
Well, the vibrator is a massage machine. We used to use it on a job when I was a masseur.
Well, that's good. That's
all right.
Good.
Hey, Louis.
Bam.
Yeah, so what's up with the love drops? You got any new love drops?
Yeah, love drops.
I got to talk to Connie and Chrissy on date night on the tomorrow night 11:30 to midnight on public access. I got to talk to those two ladies about it.
Oh yeah, but you can't call in on that show, can you?
No. If I have an internet, I'll search for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell them about the Inner Sight Frolic.
My name is Chrissy, and then my partner Connie. Welcome to the Connie and Chrissy Show, starring in the name of the show, Date Night, and featuring the one and only Suzanne Taurasi, Ferrero, and Frank Perino.
And we give out. I make the ladies
talk, lady to lady, and men talk on that show. Yeah,
and we give out
free laughs on that show.
Free cream pups with the vibrator.
No, I gotta talk to Rosanna Dana all about it.
That's good.
Yeah,
you get
I think he wants whipped
on
cream on top.
Oh,
that's
boy.
It. Free cream pumps. With
yeah,
the vibrator.
Yeah, I'm getting a cream pump and everything. You know.
Yeah, and your favorite,
having a lot of fun with date night. You know,
your,
so tomorrow.
Your favorite
I'm gonna take
ice
out
cream.
For a while tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
what's that
I gotta talk to those two ladies. I got to talk to you too late. We're going to have a lot of fun on the Connie and Chrissy date night TV show on Public Access on tomorrow night, 11:30.
What, did they get you a date?
They get everybody a date, you know, for the ladies, ladies.
Find a girl for you? Is that what they...
No, not only that, the love drops.
Oh, they help you
sell it?
Yeah, you got to tell them about the love drops.
I will. Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Oh, do they wear pink, Frank? Louis? Do they wear pink? Date night with Connie and Christy, do they wear pink?
Yeah.
There you go, I found them.
It's on the internet?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do they look on that internet?
Date Night TV is on the internet, .com, and then the phone number. Let me see if I can get that.
Yeah, give Louis the phone number. Call him up.
Yeah, hold on. Well, this is...
All right, Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Yep. Hold on, let me get that.
Yeah.
We're back
so,
live, 9 p.m. They're 9 p.m., that's weird. The happy hour. Oh, well.
Well, all right. We'll have to try to get the phone number and give it to Lou, but let's go on with the show. All right,
yep.
Inner Sight. Hey, Louie, give us a little song.
Yeah.
We got to go get Jimmy Dinigan in here.
Yeah, please.
How's about Lou?
Jimmy Dinigan. Here's a song. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody loves somebody else. I'm giving out the love drops to the ladies. They know where somehow.
I know.
Everybody
loves Connie and Chrissy.
And Connie and Chrissy is a one date night show on TV. They look so pretty, like those two faces. Make sure you turn on date night on Saturday night, 11:30 to midnight. Tomorrow night on Public Access, Channel 20. And I want to follow those ladies.
Yeah, they should.
All right, Lou. Inner Sight. How about
you.
Little Misty?
Misty. I mean, look at me. I saw that a kitten loved us way. I knew I said cleaning to the cloud. I saw Connie and Chrissy on the stairs. She got blue dresses on, pink dresses on. It wonder you leave.
All right, Inner Sight.
Hey, Suzanne, we'll talk more about Connie and Chrissy when I call up Blog Talk Radio on the Follics.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
to
reach
we'll
for
to
them
get you
so
number.
I can talk.
Yeah, we'll get you the phone number. All right,
not tonight. Some other time, you call me. I'll call you on next Friday. I'll talk all about Connie and Chrissy.
Okay, you'll tell me what
all
the
right.
show was about. Okay?
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Inner
I love you.
I love you too, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Yeah,
that
thank
is it,
you.
Rosanna, Dana, signing off. Thank you.
Take care, Lou.
Do we have any calls?
No. Yes, we do, but he's not chimed in. He's listening.
All
it's
right.
Anthony.
So, yeah, so, well, you all know about Dinigan. He's always weird now, you know. So one day... We're in the middle of a big math class, you know, we're trying to, Miss Ma's trying to get us to do some algebra, see.
Trying.
And nobody likes algebra, it's all complicated and all that. So Dinigan comes in late as usual. Gee, he must have been late, I don't know, 2-3 days a week, you know. So he comes in, he says,
hey, buddy, I'm going to be a cop.
Yeah.
I got the badge, and I got the whistle. Jimmy, put that away. Oh, that hurts my ears, Jimmy. Where did you get that?
Oh, I got that in the Cracker Jack box. Yeah, I made a big mess. My mother yelled at me because I opened up all the Cracker Jack boxes until I found the whistle. It Cracker Jacked all over the floor, and when I walk, it, Jimmy, cut that out. So then he sits down and for a minute, and then all of a sudden he says, I'm gonna be a cop. And Jenny says, Jimmy, you can't be a cop. You're blind. You can't. How are you gonna drive the car? Oh, don't worry, Jenny. I got all figured out. I'm gonna put a buzzer on the car. Get in my way. I'm a cop. And if that don't work, I'm gonna get a senile dog and put the dog out the window so I can drive. Jimmy, stop that.
So then he says,
yeah, look, I got a gun. See, I got the gun. Jimmy, put that away. And he goes, ch-ch-ch-ch.
And Janie says,
I'm all wet. What happened? I'm not bleeding, am I? No, you're not bleeding, Janie. That's water. Jimmy, put that gun away or I'll send you down to Mr. Kramer. Oh, Mr. Kramer. He, I bet you if I was a cop, boy, he'd be scared of me. He'd be scared that you have a cop, the gun and the badge and everything, yeah. So
Jimmy goes around the room and he's squirting this water gun. Next thing you know, the whole floor is full of water. And Miss Ma's freaking out. Jimmy, what are you doing? You're flooding the school. So she sends him down to Kramer, down to the basement. See, what's his name? McElroy had to take him down there, you know. You can't send him down alone. You got to have somebody with him, you know.
Right.
So he goes down there, and Kramer's on the phone. I don't know, he's talking to somebody. And McElroy knocks on the door. Oh, Mr. Kramer, we have a guest for you. A guest? Oh, no, not him. Oh, Joe, why did you? Miss Ma told me to deliver him in person. Oh, Jimmy, what did you do now?
I do nothing. See, look, Mr. Kramer, I got my badge. I got the whistle. That hurts my ears. And all right, don't worry about it. You go deaf, I'll help you get around. I get your senior deaf dog.
A deaf dog. Oh, God.
Get your seeing eye deaf dog, Mr. Kramer, and you'll be able to get around and see with the and you hear. And don't worry,
Jimmy, put that whistle away. He pulls out the gun. And he goes,
you got my tie all wet. I have to go to an important meeting. Look what you did. Don't worry, Mr. Kramer. I go to a meeting with you. I'll be a security. I'm a cop.
Kramer freaks out, and he brings Jimmy back upstairs. You know.
You take him.
And Miss Ma is so out of it by now. So what they do is they go outside the classroom. In the hall, and they put McElroy in charge, you know. And, of course, that doesn't mean anything. Everybody starts talking and shuffling around. So they go outside, and you hear Kramer arguing with Miss Ma, don't ever do that to me again. He wanted to go with me to my meeting and be a security guard. Do you realize how embarrassing that is with that stupid water gun? And then he said he made a stupid remark. He said he'll get me a seeing eye deaf dog.
Oh,
Oh man, I tell you, it was what a riot. We didn't do much work in that class. I gotta tell you something.
You just
I don't know how
to
I graduated.
It was
I
your
got by
with
the
though.
Skin of my teeth. And poor Miss Moore, she had to retire early.
Yeah, because of him, probably.
Couldn't take it no more. All right, in a sight. Frolics. Let's see. Wednesday night television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. All right. So, check us out Wednesday night. I got to check the what's going on with Altice with our show, because one of my fans and friend has been telling me he can't get the show on Thursday night, 7:30, so I don't know.
Oh, well.
I try to call him on... On Monday, Inner Sight. And, yeah, we got a weird call the other night.
Mm.
A nice fellow, but, you know, a little weird. And guy gets on the phone and says, my father wants to be Jewish. Anyway, we recorded some of it, and here it is.
Okay. Let's hear.
Yeah. Is my father allowed to recite prayers on Inner Sight?
Oh, no.
Well, sure, why not? We're not prejudiced.
That's just how it went.
So he said, oh, all right, hold on. His name is Ronnie. I'm gonna give him the phone. Hold on. Hello? Yeah, this is Ronnie. I'm a little nervous. I'm an old man, but I want to be Jewish, and I'm trying to learn these prayers. See, and Ronnie, we happen to have a rabbi in the studio. See, a rabbi, Hakabinowitz. you have any advice for Ronnie? Oh, hello, Ronnie. What do you say? You want to be Jewish? What's the matter? You haven't got enough trouble in your life. You want to be Jewish? Let me hear you say now the prayer. Let me. Oh, well, I don't know it too good. I'm trying to learn it. See, Shalom Aleichem Laka Asher Adonai. Nah. Yeah. Hebrew is backwards. You're saying it frontwards. That's why you can't say it.
Yeah.
You got to say backwards Hebrew. Backwards Hebrew? Well, wait, what do you mean? They told me to
right
do it this way. What's the matter with you people? Don't you respect me? You don't respect me. I called in. I want to say the prayer. Well, let me say my prayer. Well, go ahead. Make a fool of yourself. Make a jackass out of yourself. See if I care. I don't care whether you say the prayer or not. I still get the money.
Yeah.
That's all we care about is the money. That's it. Anyway, we had to get Ronnie off the line. He's a nice guy. He started getting obscene and, using foul language. So, Ronnie,
yes,
if you call back in, we don't mind you. But as soon as you hit the foul language, poof, you're off.
Cut you off. Yeah.
All right.
We're not allowed to do that, you know,
no.
With the FCC, unless we put it on explicit. And we are a family show, so that's why
we don't
put it on explicit.
Inner Sight, any comics out there who would like to be on the show, you know.
You read my mind. You did.
Drop
I
us
put
a line.
Plea. I said, if you have talent, I said it in general, you know, this is a show for you. And I said, we do impressions of, you know, I gave a little detail of what we do. And then I says, bring your current talent, singing, poetry, comedic talent, play an instrument, any unique talents that will play well on the radio, basically. And step up to
I'd
the
like
mic.
To have a disabled comic on.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
One who has a sense of humor about being disabled.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, remember a few years ago, Stern was under a lot of fire because he started making fun of the disabled.
The disabled, yeah.
Remember that? A lot of people
took
it personal.
I don't understand why they would. If he's saying certain things that he's experienced, that's a different story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's all. That's not usually personal stuff. That's showbiz.
Yeah.
You know?
But
people riled up for the wrong reasons a lot of times.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That I could say yes to.
But, Howard had me on. I was on his show once or twice, and he called me Blind Frank.
There you go.
I'll never forget the time when I went out. It was downtown Brooklyn at the time with the phone company. And they wouldn't give me a Braille bill. So I had all these print bills, see. You know, you get them in the yellow envelope and all that.
Yeah, I know, I get that. Yeah.
I had a whole stack of them. And I put a rubber band around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I went downtown in front of the telephone building, and I alerted the Associated Press about it on the day log, you know.
Yeah.
And I started a bonfire.
Of your bills.
Right in front of the building, see?
That's where my mom used to work. Years,
I didn't block
ago.
The door. I was on the side. And
right.
Bonfire, and next thing you know, they called the cops. The smoke was coming up.
Yeah.
And the cop comes up to me and says, what are you doing, buddy? And he starts stamping his foot on the bill. I said, don't put out my fire. How dare you?
Did you get
and, NBC was there. The news was there, and you know, it got in the papers, and there were pictures of this fire and
well,
me wanting a Braille bill.
They deserved it. They deserved
it. The cop went into the phone company. He says, oh, do you want to press charges? We can take this guy down to the station if you want to press charges.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, no, don't do that. They didn't want the thing to get worse. He said, oh, no, officer. We're going to give him a Braille bill. We're working on it already. So I got the Braille bill. Next thing I knew, the next day, you know, or that night, I think it was the next day, I listened to Stern, you know.
Right.
Somebody called me and told me, oh, did you know that Howard Stern picked you up on that fire? Stern gets on the show with, you know, the Robin, his sidekick,
oh, yeah, his,
did the news.
His sidekick. Yeah.
But then Stern commented, I want my bill in Braille, too. I'm blind.
Stern was always wacky.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
What a regular riot. And,
so
and then,
still get
and then Robin
your
said,
phone
oh, and the phone company commented they will not lock Mr. Perino up. They're very happy to give him a Braille bill.
There you go.
So the moral of that story is, if you're going to start a fire, do it right.
That's right.
Make sure it's outside.
Not inside.
Not inside. All right, inner sight. That's a true story, folks. You could probably find out in the news someplace.
Yeah, we could find it somewhere.
Yeah. A little picture in the Daily News of that little bonfire that made history. First time they ever gave a blind person a Braille bill.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. Look out for the snap. The snap is coming in tonight.
Uh-oh.
So make sure you put on your insulated underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, insulated. I could never wear that stuff.
I could never wear that stuff either. You know what I like to wear?
Ew.
Just like comfortable stuff. Loose and comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like really tight stuff. That bothers me.
I mean, you wear that stuff and then you go... You go inside and forget it. You're very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the best thing is? Flannel lined jeans.
Oh, I love them.
That's the best
love
thing.
Them.
I got a couple pairs of those.
Yeah, they're very good. Did you get them from LLB?
All right. What?
Which, what brand?
Oh, I don't want to advertise a brand. They'd have to pay me. Mm. Flannel lined,
right,
a couple of different companies make them.
That's cool.
All right, inner sight, frolics. Hope you had some fun.
Yeah.
And, we'll be with you Monday. Mad or glad Monday. Yeah. 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Well, what? Give me the latest count. You got the latest count?
Yeah, it was one. It was funny because it was 112,929. We're so close to get the rest. I think by the weekend we'll have it. Yeah, 929. Very close, 13. Yep.
All right, going for 113,000, and
we will have it. We will have it. I know that.
Don't forget to tune in Wednesday night to our nursing home show.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, we need all the support we can get on that.
Yes, and also if you want, you could call in and just, you know, talk about any dear loved ones that you might have had in a nursing home, or if they've passed, or they haven't passed, you want to get them out, anything like that, you're more than welcome, any show, okay?
All right, and go on the Amazon, Tracy Garner, the...
yeah, please.
Well, best-selling author.
Yeah,
we
gotta get
the book is helping Inner Sight to turn these nursing homes around into affordable housing. What?
She has something like a field guide. I think it starts that way, and it has a picture of, like, sort of a comedic picture of her in a wheelchair holding the world in her lap.
All right.
So, that's where that is. That's the book that she's talking about.
Right,
I like
Rob.
That. All
rack
right.
Rack them up. We're going to use this table. You better not. You get out of here. My friend Harvey's not going to like this.
Oh,
I don't care
your
about
friend
your
Harvey.
Friend Harvey. Now get out of here. The show is over. And
that's
you're through.
Right. That's right.
And you got here too late. Now get out of here.
I got here on time.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow. Monday. Mad or
tomorrow.
Glad. Monday. Inner Sight. Phone number 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And be warm out there. Stay warm.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from those doctors and those stupid hospitals. You'll live longer.
Especially the hospitals.
Ugh. They're getting worse. My brother told me that a lot of National Guard people carry germs. Get out of here.
No, really? Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, world. What? In a sight.
Good night.